Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, Adele's skinny now. She was spotted at Drake's birthday party. How can you have a birthday party? I realize he's Canadian, right, Drake? So in Canada, I know Canada is doing a much better job with the coronavirus than we are and pretty much everything else. But can they sell parties in Canada?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are.
Adele was spotted at Drake's birthday party, and there's a picture of her, and she's lost some weight.
Was that a recent?
Yeah, recent, because she dropped, 100 pounds?
I've never seen her with a waist before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when I say recent, she had lost this weight before the lockdown.
I know. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, maybe it was an old,
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Oh, she lost 100 pounds before the lockdown?
Yeah.
Okay. She probably put it back on because we're locked down. Yeah, pizza's good.
Yeah, it is. Well, she's the one that keeps getting crap for losing weight.
Because she has to show her, she has to stay fat. If Lizzo would lose weight, they'd bitch at her.
Yeah.
I thought you loved your body.
Yeah.
I loved it thinner. I think everybody feels better with a few pounds off of them. That's just a.
But you're supposed to love the body you're in and everything is
listen,
fine.
I got no problem with people saying that.
I do
that's
too.
That's true. But the fact is, you still feel better if you lose weight.
But
all of us
specifically
do.
Her. I know yeah. she.
Oh, you she
know,
was taking crap.
She's been, you know, because it hasn't happened overnight, obviously.
And no,
she's
not
showed
pounds,
some other but... pictures where she's lost a little weight, and she catches crap for not being body positive and just loving the fat body she had before.
And she was a big one. She's cute, and she can sing.
Yeah, what's wrong with wanting to lose a little weight?
I don't know, man.
I'd like to
drop about 15.
Everybody does.
I think about it.
Yeah.
Then I do nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I say that, and then they say, well, if you stop drinking, you'll drop off 10 pounds right away.
You're going to have it.
I don't want it that way.
Yeah, like every day?
Yeah, I don't want to go about it that way.
Well, you work out so you can drink. That's what a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah. That's why I exercise, to counteract all my vices.
Exactly.
I tend to focus my weight loss efforts on the less effective angles.
Yeah, I like to make it a little more challenging.
I feel bad for Adele, because I mean, she does. She looks great there in those photos, and she catches crap.
Well, then had to take a lot of hard work.
She's calling it her revenge body, but she left him. So that's not revenge.
But why did she leave him?
I don't know.
Yeah, she might have been taking crap.
What would kill you if you lose a few pounds?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff,
something like that.
But he was a big boy. Oh, that didn't stop big boys.
Or he might have cheated on her or something. Who knows? Why she left him.
Yeah, I was thinking it's funny. Giant guys are like, "Well, I'd get with her." I'm like, yeah, you probably would.
Yeah, she was his paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he was really much of anything, was he? He wasn't famous, but doesn't mean didn't have his own job.
Yeah, I don't have any leverage around my house, and my wife hasn't sold 8 million records. I think that would tip the scales a little bit. She had that on, like that on me
leverage,
as well.
Right, yeah. I think all of us should be that way. I'll answer your fan mail, honey.
A note for our Deadpool players. Willie Mays is 89 today.
Now, that's a guy that could have been dead and I wouldn't have known, even though he's very famous. Because Puss killed off Fred Willard, so why wouldn't Willie Mays be dead?
Again, I'm sorry. I love Fred Willard, and I feel horrible that I said he was dead.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
What? happened?
Don't worry, Fred. You're
I
fine.
Love you, Fred.
You're
I'm sorry.
Fine. Willie Mays, 89?
89 today.
Willie Mays, man.
Bob Seger is 75 today.
Who's taller?
Uh-oh.
Who's taller, Bob Seger or Willie Mays?
I think Seger's 6'1 or 6 foot, and Willie Mays might have been 5'11. So I'm just going to guess. I don't know.
I think they're all guesses.
Yeah,
shut up. I know they're guesses. Some are more educated guesses.
Well, he's getting hostile.
I don't think I'm going to get right, but I'll stick with Bob Seger is taller. I might be wrong.
Todd's looking up something on the computer.
I know he was a little too tall.
Suspect.
Could use a few pounds.
There you go.
Yeah. By the way, that's an autobiographical song.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Totally.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you write stories. Not always about you.
No, I think all of his were about him.
No, that one was.
I'm going to say Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah, Seger.
Oh, no. See, now it's like the $1 thing on Price is Right.
But she'd be,
I might.
Yeah, it is. But if you're wrong, you could be wrong
it's
together
a big
with
loss.
Us. But if
yeah.
You you go against us.
Willie Mays is a professional athlete.
Yeah,
baseball players aren't always tall.
Yeah, he wasn't that tall.
He's a baseball player.
Yeah. I'm going Willie Mays.
All right.
Willie Mays is 5'11".
Uh-oh.
Bob Seger, he's a little too – If he's 5'10", you don't say I'm a little too tall.
No.
That's not tall enough.
Damn it.
And his lyrics are accurate.
Right. Let's hope.
Bob Seger checks in. The tail of the tape, 5'10".
Oh! Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
That's not too tall.
Bob Seger screwed us up with that, the lyrics.
Such a relief. Thing is... If I win at this game, I don't think about it throughout the day. But if I lose, I'll be like, damn it.
I told you that. It is a weird phenomenon.
The light will pop up. I'll be like, day.
It's been that way for
years. Oh, that's right. And I lost it. Who's taller? Damn it.
Welcome to the insanity that is being part of this.
Oh, yeah. The who's taller losses stick with you.
They do.
Yeah.
Not for days. Until you play again.
Just randomly later this afternoon, you'll think about it and go, damn it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. When you started off, when you said five at first, it's never comforting playing that game when you said the
first
one.
No, like,
and
he's
five.
Right,
I totally bought into Tyler's logic. He's 6'1", 5'11".
And then
Todd
read the lyrics off, you know?
Yeah. Damn it. Screw you, Nick.
1 inch.
Craig could use a few pounds. Have you been working on
your
ass?
No, I'm fine. A little too tall. Could use a few pounds.
You need some ass.
I'm perfect.
You need some
ass. I'm actually, in the BMI scale, I'm right in the middle for my height.
Yeah, but you lost your ass.
You have no ass.
Well, yeah, I might need to do some...
ass.
Yeah.
Put something on that ass.
Squats. I might need to do something with that ass.
Do the squat and lunge.
Okay.
And the plie squats.
And wear some tight jeans.
A little wider stance.
I'd have to go to the store for that.
That's true. Order.
Oh, now you're asking me to have a wider stance.
Yeah. When you do the plie squats, you use a wider stance.
Okay.
And that'll help you butt.
You lost me a squat, but
yeah.
You could use a wider stance in the bathroom as well.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, that'll get you in trouble.
Yep.
Well, in some places.
Yeah, it depends on who's in the next stall.
We don't have a next stall here.
No, we don't.
Sounds like Nick's offering.
You just have to have people in that stall with you, I've heard.
Way to save yourself there.
The donkey kick is a good one, too. You get down on all fours and you raise your legs.
Oh, really?
Work your butt that way.
Is that a yoga thing?
I don't think it sounds more manly than a yoga thing.
It's a yoga pose.
Strength conditioning.
Yeah, but regular workout people do it too. Manly men do it too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Not according to Tyler.
No, that could be a manly thing.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At Psychology Today, Juliana Brines, a PhD, so she doesn't know a damn thing, writes that the opinions and judgments that we make about other people
we don't do that here
say a lot more about who we are than they do about the people that we are judging.
Next story.
These are jokes.
Don't want to hear the rest of this. Seems like it's going downhill.
These are jokes, though. We have to do this in 4 hours. 4 hours a day, we have to hammer everybody. These are alter egos, although they're real close to our real ones.
So she gives us some opinions of others and what those opinions of others tell us about ourselves, the people that hold those opinions. So, some of these are nice.
Yeah, my at-home character doesn't have near as many opinions.
Well, I don't voice a lot of them out loud because they come off like, oh, what are you bitching about now?
My at-home character has the opinions. They just float around in my head.
Right, me too. Oh, yeah, the opinions are right there.
Right. Yeah, I guess I just don't share them.
Yeah.
Because you've learned not to.
Yeah, my at-home opinions are frightened of everything.
Yeah.
My at-home opinions have been beaten into submission.
Yeah.
I need to get better about not voicing opinions.
Yeah, I do them out loud,
you've
too.
Got to.
I do mine out loud, too. Not all of them, a lot of them. And I realize the ones that get me in trouble.
Yeah, it's better just
It's tougher nowadays with the pandemic. We're all pissed off.
Yeah, right now you really got to keep those in check.
Right. The global pandemic at that.
All right.
It's everywhere.
If you tend to see people through rose-colored glasses, you might be high in agreeableness.
You know what? Then you're a pussy.
That ain't any of us.
Warm, kind, empathetic. I always see people through rose-colored glasses. You know me. I always think the best in people. That's not always true.
You're not on social media. That's why.
That's not always true. I don't always think of people like that. There are some people that I do.
Right.
Focusing on a person's good qualities, giving them the benefit of the doubt. If you see people through rose-colored glasses, researchers...
I need specific examples. That's the problem with this, you know.
Researchers say that agreeable people have no trouble recognizing and disapproving of harmful behavior. They're just less likely to show it. Agreeable people tend to be happier in their relationships and more satisfied with life.
I will give us this, though. I know all of us on and off the air don't care what other people do. You know,
on and off the air.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, unless you're hurting somebody, physically hurting somebody, I don't care what you do. I don't care who you love. I don't care who you have sex with. I don't care any of that. I don't care what. We make fun of religion here, but if you don't tell me what to do, I won't tell you what to do.
Yeah, don't care about your religion.
Right.
Go do what you want.
Right.
But wear a mask.
But wear. Oh yeah, I do care about that. I do care about that. But
I do have an opinion there.
I don't care what color you are. I don't care what nationality you are. We're not homophobic. We're not xenophobic. We're not racist. And a lot of people are.
I don't give a racist the benefit of the doubt.
No, I don't. No. I don't give xenophobes either or homophobes for sure.
Yeah, and I wouldn't in other aspects of their life either. Like, that would carry over.
That carries over. Oh, no, you're homophobe? Okay.
He was nice to that puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My youngest son was asking about that.
Because the puppy's not queer.
He was asking about, like, that Sister Wives show was on it. He's like, why can't people... He's like, why don't people have four wives? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if a dude wants four wives and...
I don't care.
They're fine with it. Then,
because you can't afford them.
You show me a guy banging four women, I'll tell you a guy tired of banging four women. That's what I would say.
Looking for the fifth.
Right, looking for the fifth.
Yeah,
your mom said no. That would have gone over well at dinner.
I'm sorry, ladies. I got to plead the fifth on this one.
You're racist and homophobe often come in the same package.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And xenophobe.
Yeah, all wrapped into one.
Yep.
Now, I do have kind of a grim view on religion.
Oh, I do, too.
That you brought up.
Because
there.
A lot of times people try to run the world by that, and that drives me crazy, so that's why we hammer it.
Yeah, when it starts to dictate policy and invade my life, then
I have a major problem.
A grim view of it. Otherwise, you can go to church. I don't care.
Yeah, you're fairy god in the sky, whatever you want, man.
Just don't expect me to show up.
You make
Suck
laws.
It, Jesus.
No. Yeah, Craig says that.
Jesus
too.
Is fine.
Yeah.
You make laws based on it, or if you try to push it on me, then I got a problem.
And they are.
But otherwise, if you just do your thing and be quiet about it. I'm fine. Go.
Pray against a tree. I don't
whatever
care.
Gets you through the day, man. Yeah.
Dr. Juliana Brines also says that if you can't stand narcissists, you're probably not a narcissist.
You're
but if narcissists
not?
Don't really bother you, you are more likely to have narcissistic characteristics.
Leader of the free world's biggest narcissist.
Some research suggests that we tend to like people who are similar to us. Narcissists, who appear to have some awareness of their own narcissism, may view other narcissists as kindred spirits, unless that narcissist represents a threat or source of competition.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the difference there.
Because don't we all have a little bit of that in us?
True.
Yeah,
we've seen the epitome.
Yeah.
Right now, every day on the news, and none of us, nobody, if that's the worst narcissism ever.
One thing I saw said that if you wonder if a person is a narcissist, just ask them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're aware that they are, and they say yes.
I know things.
Yeah, are you a narcissist? Yes.
I'm a very stable genius. I'm a very stable genius.
If you irrationally dislike someone, it might be because you feel envious or threatened by their success. Keep in mind the word irrationally dislike someone. There's damn good reasons to dislike just about everybody.
Watch Don Lemon. Have you seen that clip yet?
I read it.
Oh, it's amazing. Don Lemon looking at Trump basically through the camera and saying, why do you hate Obama? And just goes through a list of things. It's brutal.
I love Mr. Open to Joy. There are plenty of good reasons to dislike almost anyone. It's the irrational ones that you have to worry about.
Am I wrong?
No. It's funny hearing.
And that's rose-colored glasses guy, too.
It's coming from you, Captain Sunshine and Rainbows.
You just choose what to look at.
Right.
And there's any number of celebrities that, for some reason or another, they bug me, and I don't like them.
Yeah.
And there's no basis for that.
No basis.
I'm like that with Timberlake.
No basis. I have a few celebrities that way, too. No basis.
I guarantee people
that feel that way about us.
Danica Patrick.
They don't know us at all, but they don't like us.
Comes to mind. Yeah. I've never met Danica Patrick. Yeah. I've never talked to Danica Patrick.
Yeah,
but
you
I don't,
hate her.
I've decided I don't like her.
Yeah.
Celebrities are often the target of inexplicable hostility.
There you go.
Like when Anne Hathaway inspired a movement of Hatha haters.
I like her.
After delivering an overly enthusiastic Oscars acceptance speech.
Oh, they hate when you do that. Look what Sally Field did 30 years ago.
Why would you be excited at that moment?
Right.
My kids think I dislike Luke Bryan because he's more successful than I am.
No, and that's not why.
No, boy, imagine all the people you'd hate for that
that's
reason.
That's what I said. I'm like, right. I wouldn't be able to like anything.
No.
Yeah, I hate it when people pull that card.
You can hate successful people.
You're just jealous.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, no, he sucks.
He sucks.
We can go through all the reasons, but I'm just going to be even more pissed when I'm done talking about them. But just change the song.
I get that. My son will pull that crap with me, which is hilarious because it's so stupid. They go, he's more famous than you, Dad. I go, yeah.
Many people are.
Yeah. I said a lot of people are. Most people are. But it's hilarious because that's his go-to when I hate something he likes. He's more famous than you. I said, yeah, he is.
Yeah, but my fame still pays the bills, boy.
Yeah, so's Roethlisberger. You like Roethlisberger.
Exactly, right.
Studies show that the act of giving a negative evaluation, this is along the lines of not liking, inexplicable hostility to celebrities, the act of giving a negative evaluation can temporarily boost self-esteem.
Oh, when you hate something else, you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how we put other people down?
To feel better about themselves.
And
right?
we end, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Just trying to feel better about your own tired self.
Right. Yeah, that's human nature.
It is. A lot of people do it.
And I think everybody does it somewhere in their life. Yeah.
Now, this is something that we've mentioned before as well. If you are critical of someone who has a different lifestyle than yours.
Oh.
It might indicate that you have underlying doubts about your own lifestyle.
Oh, you mean you hate gays?
Yep.
Pence?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I could list a zillion people. That's the one that really shines.
Well, there's 100 examples of people who have
hated gays
and then
and
come
are gay.
And, oh, hey, right. You are gay.
Yep.
Surprise.
Oh, there's a penis in my hand. Sorry.
Right. He just wants to taste it.
It's a lot of legislators.
Yes.
You know, government officials,
right.
Mayors, what
right.
have you, and men of God.
Men of God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they legislate against it.
Right. Right.
They hate the gays, and then they get caught.
Because they're gay.
On Bumble or
Bang.
I think Grindr. Rent Boy.
Anybody that's completely homophobic, 99% is probably kind of gay.
Our human brain does a thing called normative idealization, where that involves viewing our own status as the ideal for all people. You know, yeah. No one needs to go faster than I am.
Oh, I got it.
You yeah. know, on the interstate,
oh,
for instance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going
off.
As fast as you need to go.
Right.
Don't need to be passing me, for instance.
That's the old George Carlin bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, that everyone
Look at this a-hole. Who's that maniac?
Is right. an idiot.
Yeah.
Everyone driving faster than you is a maniac.
That's yeah, a great,
right.
great bit.
Yeah, normative idealization. Our own status is ideal for everyone, and people who don't conform to that ideal, we look at them in a more negative light. One study found that people tend to idealize their own relationship status, particularly when they see that status as more enduring, like a long-term relationship, and then everybody else, you don't do that.
People on Facebook sucking each other's butt. I hate those.
Well,
14 years ago today, I married my sweetheart.
Oh, geez.
I read that.
No, it's...
Yeah, and then 13 years ago today, divorced him and married this person that I like a lot better.
I'd like to see that. And then a year later, I dumped this one. Show that picture.
Turns out I was wrong about that ass hat.
Nobody says 10 years ago today, I divorced my best friend.
No.
No.
And then I married my new best friend.
Do that today. You're one of my Facebook friends. Do that today. I want to see that. Tag me on it, too.
An Ohio woman is in custody for calling police to help put out a fire in her crotch.
You're just making a joke. That's it.
50-year-old Katrina Morgan called the cops in Port Clinton, Ohio, about 10 o'clock Saturday night to allegedly falsely report her producer, for lack of a better term, her nether regions,
Bush.
Was ablaze.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
She asked the cops of the fire she asked the cops if the fire department's hose is working. And she said she needs someone to come put it out with their hose.
The building is on fire.
So that was her come on, right?
Yeah, she was trying to pick up a
fire. Yeah, she wanted a fireman.
Police arrived at the scene to find Morgan at her friend's house.
Yeah.
Where they'd all just been drinking. Cops then went to arrest Ms. Morgan, the 50-year-old Morgan, for false reporting and disrupting police operations. She got pissed. She got agitated and yelled at the officers as she resisted arrest, only relenting when an officer threatened her with a stun gun. Oh,
listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
How's that? Hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
This is the Todd and Tyler.
Kill it.
She is now looking at charges of disrupting public services, making false alarms, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct.
Did she get any action?
Apparently not.
She just wanted a firefighter.
It just went out
by
itself.
What's she look like?
She looks older than 50.
Oh. What's her name, Craig?
Katrina with a K, Morgan with an M.
Maybe she was at least steaming down there.
Really? Morgan with an M?
Oh. Just wafting.
She was steaming. It's about to catch fire. Right now, it's just steaming. The kindling is heating up.
Yeah.
You know,
just needs a spark.
That's what she has down there is kindling.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take her up on the offer.
Post it up, puss.
Yeah.
It's on fire. That's chafing.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.